End of paragraph number 3. V'chein, im digdik ha-katan al-atzma, ha-chacham al-atzma, if the chacham is careful, by the bura b'nachas him abriyas, he speaks softly, softly, yeah, I guess nachas you could say softly, it means nicely, v'daitim u'rebes imam, he gets along with them, u'makablam b'sev upon him yafas, and he treats them, he accepts them with a nice countenance, if that's the word. Vanilla, what?
Countenance.
Vanilla, ma'am. Vainamobam. And when you get, they embarrass him, he doesn't return the favor. Machabed lahem. He's machabed them. Vapilil makilim lah, even to those who are not machabed him. Vanaisim biyamunah, and he's honest. Vayarva barichas amaris vishivasam. He doesn't spend time in meals. I think arichas means meals. Of amayarat ararat, and sitting with them. But you were talking about Isaac Batira, people look at him, they find him learning out of Batitsis, wrapped in Titsis, Mukta Batillin, wearing Trillin, Isaac Bachomaitab with Nimishur Sadan. Usla Yisrachi Karbe, he doesn't distance himself. Below Yishtaimim, and he doesn't. And he doesn't stay alone, away from people. He doesn't become a person who's like, you know, totally removed from society. Achim to Akol Mekalsen, I say everybody praises him. Vayevim, I say they love him. Mekalsen Lemaitzav, they desire to emulate him. I say Kiddush Hashem. You know, I always used to say there are always people you look at and you say, wow, Mama, that's like very chashiv. And you want everybody else to be that way, but you're not really ready to make the sacrifice yourself. You know, it's good to have people like that around. Yes?
Reb Zundel, who is
the teacher. I can't hear what you're saying.
Reb Zundel, who is the teacher of Reb Yisrael.
Yes, I know that, yes.
Okay.
What about him?
He was quite solitary.
Okay, again, I'm not going to get involved in that. I don't criticize people that can eat me for lunch.
I don't see it as a good...
And Chaim is saying a reason here. The people that are more of my bias causes more obvious Hashem. That's all he's saying. The Rambam says this. Calls the Leirak with Hamachochem. A call here is Shemayim Shemidayis of Tevas. His meanings are good. His night to Roy as a Kiddush Hashem. They said Shabram Avinu Kiddush Hashem. Because this called a Chusvei Bamayra. But he gave back everything to Zayim Bamayra, which he didn't have to. The Ma'aser was a Kiddush Hashem. All of it is Hashem depends on your midas. All sins mushrashim be midas. Their roots come from midas. To strengthen himself. Not what's the purpose of life. He's a mevater. I don't think of any. How did you translate Shein Mamet Amidaisav?
Does not insist on his due measure.
Okay. He's a mevater. For Amru, she goes with tightness of yard to be keeping the fnei teva. Miyad yard to shove him. And the Gemara says there that he wanted to make. Right, why did Rishu Akiva answer the fnei teva? Not answer the Gemara asks. Say mavram midaisav. Ramakar mavram midaisav. Mavram leakob shav. Rabuna b'edu Rishu Acholosh. Benigzal of Misa. Ramalek Hashem Baruch Hu. However, Hashem Baruch Hu said, however, leimukim b'mili. He's not aimed on midaisav. He's mevater. But it's a kuma by day, don't be insistent with him. Be mindful and let him live longer. Nixiv, nicely oven by Brapesha, let me nicely oven, who does a Kurdish Boko forgive? Lai Brapesha, whoever forgives others. Ain't some. Chuppah Siliyo Rabba, it says, I've never even heard of Chuppah Siliyo Rabba, but Rabchaim heard of him, and he probably chazed him every year. Ravunav Rei, the Rav Cholos, the Nimshach Lais Ailam, Kamit Leilas, the Kamayamim, he went into the next world. For a few nights and days, he means Shachazam Lem Bini. Ashra the Mishay Naimed Amidaisav. Fortune is the one that doesn't insist on his due measure. Avaid, I swear, Bo Kiddush Malachi Asharis, the Lamdor Laischus, they said good things about me, but like Kiblu Mehem. And they didn't, Bezin Shamayla wasn't interested. Achabam Malach Echad Ramalem, Amyatam Alamdim Schus, Shema Azeshim Ailam Lamad Amidaisav. Are you talking about this person that never insisted on his new measure? Miyad Petunim Mimisa L'chaim, they sent me back. Adkan L'shaynay. V'ashvim Mimisa Zaycha L'havar Amidaisav, V'mekadish Hashem Azeh, and then through that he's Mekadish Hashem. Okay. Nida. We are learning now that both Tanoim had psukim that told us that a Yaitse Daifan is not Kaddish. And they brought psukim for that. Now, the Gemara in today's Gemara, and it's a long Gemara because the Gemara works its way to the question, is going to ask, basically, what do I need these psukim for? For we have psukim here. We had a Xerah Shava. We had two members. We had a Xerah Shava of Leda from Bechor, that Kachem is not Kaddish by Yaitse Daifan, right? Because we learned it out later, because it was more logical to learn it out from Bechor than to learn it out from a person. That's what we said. So we're going to first the Gemara is going to prove that a Yaitse B'Daifim, the question had been, is a Yaitse B'Daifim B'Kachim Kaddish or not? And the Gemara and Rabbi Yechanan said not. We're going to bring a bride that approves him right. Then we're going to have a question. The bride who learns it from a different pasuk, why do we need two psukim? So there's two steps in the Gemara. First step is going to bring a bride to say the Yaitse Daifan by Kachim is not Kaddish. That's going to be the first step. We're going to prove Rabbi Yechanan right. And then the Gemara is going to say, but the bride brings a different pasuk. Why do I need a different pasuk? Why do I need this pasuk? Dr. Gemara Tanya, three lines at the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph, last word on the line. Tanya, the Messiah, the line before that. Amr Ravuna Mishmei the Rabba. Tanya, the Messiah, Leila Rabbi Yechanan. We have a brisa that proves Rabbi Yechanan right. Okay, I said yesterday that there's a concept called Psuloi Bakaydish, that there's halacha that says that certain psulim, we learn that from Pasuk, that if you're not supposed to put them on the Mizbeach, but if you did, they stay up. And certain ones, they come down. And the question is, what is the rule? So Rav Shimon has a definitive rule. He says, it depends on the words psuloi bakaydish, which we interpreted yesterday to mean something that went wrong with the carbon once you started treating it like a carbon. And I said then that Rashi doesn't word it that way, but I'll explain why I did. And Rabbi Yehuda agrees in principle, but he has three psukim that are miyutim. And therefore, out of psuloi bakaydish, he takes three and he says, even though they are psuloi bakaydish, they come down. So the machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon, are there three exceptions to the rule of psuloi bakaydish? The rule, the general rule, which both of them accept as a beginning, is psulim that are called psuloi bakaydish, which means the thing that went wrong with the carbon started after shchita. You're not supposed to put them up. I want everybody to understand. You're not allowed to put them up. But if you did, it stays up there. If it's something that happened prior to Shrita, then it comes down. Rabbi Yehuda has three extra psukim that he darshens, and therefore, in the category of psukim b'kodesh, he excludes three. Three of the many. Why those three? I don't believe the Gemara is going to get into it here, and Rashi will mention something that the Gemara says in Zvachim, so we'll worry about it when we get there. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Zayis Tyrus Ayla, Hi Ayla, Hare'elu Gimu Miyutim, Zayis is a Miyut, He is a Miyut, and the Hay of Ha'ayla is a Miyut. It could have said, Tyrus Ayla, Zayis says something not, He says it, not something else, and the Hay is also a Miyut. So you have three Miyutim. This is why Rabbi Yehuda says that I have three things that I take out of the rule of psula b'kodesh. Let's do Rashi before we get into the details. Zok Rashi, the Messiah of Rabbi Yechanan, the last narrow line, the Amar the Meiter of Shimon b'Yaitse Daifan the Kachim, Zayis Tyrus Ayla Hi Ayla, Umahai Kroa Nafkala Mizvachim. This is the source of Masechta Zvachim. Sulem shim oilo lo yalu lo yadu. This pasuk teaches us that certain things that are puzzle, if you put them up, they don't come down. The sib al maigda mishatala tukat. Once it's up there, leave it al maigda. The word al maigda says leave it on the fire. Because of Rachman is zeis, the mashma miyuta, that's an exclusion. Claim is zeis im also lo teirein. This one doesn't come down. Avel acheres abishals the teirein. There's another one that does come down. Uksiv he, there's another miyut that says it, the mashma miyuta, which also says it, not something else. Iksiv ha'ayla, the mashma ha'ayla, ha'ayla shayin revelai psula. Only a kasher, not pasul. But we're including pasul. So obviously we're excluding one pasul. The hani klasa mimuti, memaji hani klasa psuli. So Rabbi Huda uses these three miutim to take out three from the general rule. The general rule, based on Sukkim, is psula b'kaidish, not psula b'kaidish. And I'll translate it one more time. Psula b'kaidish means the psula that happens from Shkita on, and not psula b'kaidish means something that happened before. And Rabbi Yehuda comes and says that three of the psulim that are psula b'kaidish, but there's three miyutim that say they do come down. What are they? Prat, l'nishkata b'layla. You shechted a kachim by night, and then you put up, right, the meat, the emurim. You did the zrika, and you put up the emurim. You have to take it down. Shanish magdama, you never did zrika. You did kabbalah sadam. Again, they do shchita, and then they catch the blood, and the blood spilled. And then you put up the emurim. Comes down. Ushiyatadama chutz l'koyim. Or before you did the zrika, you took the blood out of the curtains, which means out of the azara. In the Mishkan, the Kloyim, where the curtains were, the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash, it was a wall. But if you took it out of the Azara, those three Psulim, even though they happened post-Shchita, all three of them, right? Nishkata Balayla, again, was in Shchita, but that's considered in the Avoda. Nishmagdam is after Shchita, and Yatsadam is after Shchita. So those come down. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ayla, Ainli Alayla Shera. Ayla means a kosher ayla. Minayin the rabbis. How am I going to include? Now he's going to list a whole bunch of psulim that are psulim b'kaidish. And he does not darshan these three miyutim. Why? I don't remember from Zachim. But he doesn't darshan them. And therefore he says all psulim b'kaidish are created equal. And he's nice enough to give you a whole list of things that are psul that happen from Shchitan on. And all of those stay on the Mizbeach.
Doesn't hold
in a miyut. I don't know what he does with psukim. I don't remember. I'll be honest. I didn't bother looking it up. My son. But the bottom line is, he doesn't hold in a miyut. So what is he doing?
Rabbi?
Yes.
Where did Rabbi Yehuda get those particular three examples?
That's
is it based
great
on
question. What? You're asking a good question. The Gemara in Zvachim addresses it. And Rashi gives you one of the three reasons. The Gemara says that he has a reason for these three more than anything else. And the Gemara goes through each one. See, what happens is, he doesn't pick these three. He says everything else is different than these three. Rashi won't explain them all. He'll explain one, he says, and the rest are also the same. You know, look it up. But we'll see when we get there, Rashi. We'll see the Rashi. Now he lists a whole bunch of things that are puzzled. Shenishkata balayla, which Rabbi Yehuda excluded. Shenishmagdama, which Rabbi Yehuda excluded. The blood spilled. Sheyatsadama chutz l'klayim. The blood went out of the curtains. Rabbi Yehuda excluded. Now here comes the ones that Rabbi Yehuda did not exclude. Halan, you leave the blood overnight. You shech the carbon on Sunday, and then on Monday morning you did the zrika, and then you put the things on the mizbeach. You had no right to do that. The blood was pasul. The carbon was pasul. It had no business going on the mizbeach. It stays on. Hayyitze, you took the meat that's supposed to go on the mizbeach out of the azara. And then you went back and put it on the mizbeach. The minute you took it out of the azara, the emurim, the fat that's supposed to go on the mizbeach, it becomes pasul. And you took it and put it on the mizbeach. Hatameh, the meat became tameh. A dead sheret touched the meat that's supposed to go on the mizbeach. Hanaiser, the meat stayed overnight. Meaning, not before zrika. It was a perfectly kosher carbon. And you ate it. You're supposed to eat it one day and one night. And the next morning you put up the thing on the mizbeach, which wasn't supposed to go on the mizbeach to begin with. And now you put it on when it's puzzled.
Raw?
Of course raw. No.
Well,
because maybe you didn't eat any of it. I don't care. It makes no difference. This was left over beyond the time of eating.
Oh.
Those are the two types of the generic term pigle. And that is, when a person did the shchita, and the truth is it could be the Kabbalah, all the Avedas, he had in mind that he was going to do one of the consumptions of the carbon out of time or out of place. That makes the carbon pigle. It becomes a puzzle of carbon. That means the shaykh checks, and he says, you know what? I'm going to eat the meat 3 days somehow. He doesn't. It doesn't make a difference. He had it in mind during one of the services, the essential services of Kabbalah, which are four. Shechting, catching the blood, taking the blood to the Mizbeach and sprinkling it. Those are the essential services. And if anyone during the essential services, he thinks that he will eat or burn the Amorim out of time or out of place, it's pigle. But if you put it on the Mizbeach, it stays on. Ushakimlu b'tzulim, or a Balmum, or a Yisrael, who's not allowed to do the Aveda post-Shechita, went and caught the blood. Or a Saul or a Balmum, who's not allowed to do this Rikas Hadam on the Mizbeach, the sprinkling on the blood, did it. Or, Hanitanan Lamaila Shanastan Lamata, certain bloods have to go on the top half of the Mizbeach. The Kayan put it on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. It's puzzle. It's really a Sugya as well, but we're not getting involved in that now. It's puzzle. And then he went and took the Amorim and put it on the Mizbeach. It's a puzzle of carbon. Why we cut on Lamata Shanastan Lamaila? The part that's supposed to go on the bottom, he put on top. Why we cut on Bechut Shanastan Befnim? There's some korbanos, very few, that you sprinkle the blood in the building, in the Ayom Mayan. And he went and took a regular carbon that's supposed to go on the outside Mizbeach, and he sprinkled the blood on the inside Mizbeach. And then he went, which is Pasu, and then he went and put the fat on the Mizbeach. Or Hanitana Bechutz, Nim Shanasna Bechutz. Those few korbanos that are supposed to be sprinkled inside, he sprinkled them on the outside Mizbeach. The carbon puzzle. And then he went and put it on the Mizbeach. Or there are two korbanos that if you shecht them and you had in mind a different carbon, they're puzzle. The rest of them are kosher. Seeds welcome 2A, but we're not getting involved in that now. HaPesach and Chatas. Those are the two korbanos that if while you're doing one of the services, you think, oh, this is a taida, this is a ayla, and it's really a pesach or a chatas, sheshach neshlay lishman. These are pasul. Now, Reb Shimon just gave you a whole list of things that are pasul, but if they go on the mizbeach, it stays there. It stays there. Talmud let me nayin. How do I know this halacha that it stays there? Talmud Leimar, Zois Tairis Ayla, Reba Taira Achas Lechol Ayla. The Taira came along and said, Tairas Ayla, anything that goes up, stays up. Shibalu Layerdu. It's a pasuk telling me that even though you weren't supposed to put it up, by saying Tairas Ayla, it's inclusive, even things that weren't allowed to go there. If that's the case, how about other things that happened? Yochu Shari Marba, I include as a Reveya Vanirva, an animal that was involved in bestiality. With no two witnesses. Had there been two witnesses, we would have killed the animal. There was only one witness. Or the owner's admission. Or Hamukta. It was separated to be brought as a sacrifice to Aveda Zara. Or Nevad. Somebody bowed down to it. Or Esnan. It was used as a payment for services of a Zaina. Of a whore. I guess that's the English word for Zaina. Yeah. Prostitute. Hamachir, it was exchanged for a dog. The Torah says an animal exchanged for a dog cannot be a carbon. Haklayim, it came from a mixed breed. It was an animal that came from a sheep and a goat. Both kosher animals, both kosher for carbon, but the offspring is a mixed breed, it's not kosher. Or Hatrefa, it's missing a leg above the knee. Or Yaitadaifen, or came birth through a Caesarean. This is why we brought this whole Amara Gemara. Talmud Leimer Zeis. Zeis says not everything. So we included a whole bunch and excluded a whole bunch. So what was my rule? How did I do this? How did I come along and say, include this list and exclude this list? The answer is, since I have one pasuk that's inclusive and another pasuk that's exclusive, I include those that their psul happened shchitor or later. This is the brisa, the Amud Long, but the brisa was brought to the last words of the brisa, almost the last words of the brisa. Yaitse Dyson. This proves Rabbi Yochanan right, who said that an animal that was born through its Assyrian cannot be a carbon. Rabbi Shimon listed them in the psulim. Now, all these psulim happened before Shechita. Now, the reason I didn't take Rashi's words Azara literally, because the Gemara speaks that elsewhere, this could happen in the Azara. A person can bring an animal Azara, and somebody can bow down to it. So, Rashi says the word Azara. I took it a little bit different. I said, once you start Shechita. Because Rashi sees Azara because he doesn't count on all these things happening in the Azara. So he says it's the Azara. But really, it's the point of Shechita and on. Because if it happens in the Azara, these things that he listed, some of them can happen in the Azara. It can be bowed down to, it can be separated from an Azara, it can commit bestiality, it can be given to a prostitute. So it's going to be possible anyway. And it's not Psule Bakaydesh. So therefore, I'm translating it not Azara, but as Shechita and on. Yes?
How is that
son given that? She's
there. That she's being the carbon? First, who's?
Well, that's making an image who's bringing it. It becomes possible. Now you'll get into technicality.
Someone bought it for her.
Yeah, it's not so simple, but it gets very complicated with Esnan, because when does the present have to be given to be called an Esnan?
Yeah,
it's not so simple. It's a whole sugya. But again, for our purposes, he gave it to her. I didn't say everything can happen there. I said the reason I didn't translate the word Azara is because some of them can happen in the Azara. Like Reveya Nirva. Is it likely? Probably not. But that's not, all I wanted to be is exact. Because I assume somebody's going to ask me, and what if it's Azara, what if it happens? So therefore, to avoid that, I said it from Shechita on. I was trying to avoid questions. Now I'm going to read the Rashi, and we're going to go through, and Rashi's going to allude to Harvey's question, why is it you to pick those three out of the whole list? Because he agrees to the whole list, minus three. Like, why did he pick on those three? So the Gemara in Tzvachim goes through each and every one. Rashi's going to pick one and tell you the reason, and say, and the rest is similar. Top Rashi. When it says spilled the blood, it means the blood spilled on the ground. But loy nizrak, they never did the zrika sadam. The blood went out of the curtains. Curtains are again the boundary, the wall of the mishkan in the desert. Once they got to Eretz Yisrael, there were no klayim. I don't know, did Shila have klayim? I'm not sure. It had a wall for the building. It had ureas on top, but I don't know if the Azara had klayim or not. I'm not sure, so I'm not going to guess. I think it did, but I'm not sure. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it was a wall. As a kol hanech suli achrini, all the other ones, the machshubu Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon said are kosher, got lun, stayed overnight, yoytze, she yatsa habasar kaitim zrika sadam, that the meat took out of the Azara before zrika, these are things that are puzzle, should not go on the mizbeach, tamei, the meat became kamei. The person who did the shechita had in mind to eat it out of place or out of time. He agrees to Reb Shimon. The time of it. So why are these three different? If he agrees to the general rule, which Reb Shimon's made, right? So why does he pick these three? The time of Mepharish of Yudim B'msecht is welcome, a parak of Mizbeach Mekadosh, in the ninth parak of Zvachim. It may ma amru lam b'dam kosher. So he doesn't go through the three. He goes through all the others, why they're better than the three. And Rashi explains one, and that is the blood stayed overnight. That's one, the first one on the list, after the three, that Reb Shimon said are kosher. So he says, shari long kosher b'basar. Because there's part of the carbon that is allowed to stay overnight. So therefore, when we measure which is quote unquote, more puzzle, they're both puzzle. They both shouldn't go on the Mizbeach. But one is less puzzle because we find part of the carbon that could stay overnight. So staying overnight is not as bad as the three. And the Gemara in Zvachan goes through each and every one to show you, quote unquote, I hate to use the word white, not as bad, because they're all bad, but it's less bad. And therefore, they stay on the Mizbeach, and those three don't have anything that makes them, quote-unquote, less bad, and therefore they come down. So, in answer to the question, why those three, Rashi gave you one. One is less bad. Rashi didn't give you one of the three. Rashi gave you one of the rest of the list. The Gemara goes through each one of the list and shows you why they are less bad. It's not why these are more bad. It's why those are less bad. And therefore, these are more bad. And the Rashi only gives you one. She's Vachem, Kuf, paid out of his base, but the Gemara goes through each and every one. Halan, Dam, Halan, blood that stayed overnight. Hayaitse, Basar Ayla Shiyatsa, the meat of Ayla that went out. Vichnisa Vehela, he brought it back in and put it up on the Mizveyach. Hanaitser, what is nicer? Basha Shidi Taiser, Chutzlis Manai. This is not that he had a bad thought in the Shita. This is that he actually was supposed to eat the meat within a certain amount of time, and he left it over. Then he put it on the Mizbeach. It had no business being on the Mizbeach anyway. He had in mind to eat it out of time. Not that he did, but he had in mind to. The Avi Pigle. That is Pigle. Which Shachib Gubsulim is Dame Bezerkuhu. He's a Mamum. Who is a Pasul? A Mamum, one who has a blemish. A Sharp Sulim. Or other people that are puzzled, a Yisrael, somebody not wearing big day kahuna, all kinds of different people that are not allowed to do Avaida. Why doesn't it say that they shechted it? Why all of a sudden are we jumping to catching the blood? Everybody is allowed to shecht the carbon. Men, women, avadim, tameim, everybody is allowed to do shechita. Shechita has no restriction on it if you don't do anything to the carbon bad. It's a Mishnah. Shechita can be done by anybody. So therefore, if we're looking for something that Psulim did, we have to go to the next step, which is Kabbalah Sadah. There was a red line in the Mizbeach, and that separated the bottom half and the top half. And if you put it on top, it means from that red line. The Kaimalon Chatas Behema Lamaila. Rashi gives you an example. A Chatas Behema, the blood has to go on top. The Simba Karnais, it says put it on the corners. The Ayla, and an Ayla Lamata, it's put on the bottom. Rashi is giving you examples, right? Some go on top, most go on bottom. If you put them in the wrong place, it's puzzle.
You put it on top of the Sikra, and it's called on the corners?
No, it's not. First of all, according to one Mandiyama, yes, depending if you put it by the corner or on top of the Chudot Sikra. According to one Mandiyama, if you put it on the corner, the question is, what does corner mean? One Mandiyama says corner means the edge, and that can go all the way to the bottom, to the Chudot Sikra. One Mandiyama says corner means the top. It's Sugyan Zvachim. It happens to me, I just got to Zvachim with Dav Jaimi, so I sound like I know what I'm talking about, but it's usually I would say, wait to Zvachim. Some of them have to go on the inside Mizbeach. Gagan, Parhelim Dabar. Parhelim Dabar is in Parshas Vayikra, if Bezim Paskins a halacha wrong, and most of Klal Yisrael did the Aveira. There's a special carbon Bezim has to bring. Not so clear that Bezim has to bring it. I picked one Chita. And this is in Hurrius. We had this. Bezim has to bring it. The Tzibur has to bring it. We didn't learn it in Hurrius. And whoever has to bring it, they sprinkle the blood inside. If the Kohen Gadol passed something wrong, and he did it, he has to bring a certain carbon that the blood goes on the Mizbeach. And what is the Bach add? Period. Why did the Brisa pick those two? Why not Eilu Shlomim Taida The Kaimelon, Kol Hazrachim Shenizbu Shloilus Mangsherim. All other Kabbalahs, if you had in mind a wrong carbon, it's kosher. Chutz mi Pesach v'chatas. Why? See Zvachim, where the Gemara goes through every one of them. Harveya Hanirva Mukza Benevad. Harveya Benirva means the active participant of bestiality, the passive participant of bestiality, separated to be a sacrifice and served. Psulim, the Karev, Kadiyalov, the Kama, Bishmaitzen, the Gemara will bring Psukim for it. Mukta, to Yochdai, he designated it, the Tzairach Takrubas Avedis Kachavim. He didn't do anything yet. He designated his sheep and he said, this sheep is going to be as a sacrifice to the idol. The Nevad, Shishtachvallah, he bowed down to the animal. By the way, the animal does not become usher. A living animal doesn't become usher for you. For a person, it becomes usher as a carbon, but a person can go check, didn't need it. Klayim, psulim le carbon. Shenemar, sarai kesev, prat le klayim. Sarai kesev, should have said kar kesev eid, it says sarai kesev oyez, to tell me that a mixed breed is possible for a carbon. Next Rashi, acha shariba hakasev amir. Amrit. Hayav hakasev echad riba hakasev echad mir. One pasuk is inclusive and one pasuk is exclusive. Here again, use your evaluation of your mind, the way you see what you think should or shouldn't be included. How do you want to draw the line? And the answer is, my bani es elu shay psulim b'kodesh, shela akash shebold azara ira psulim. Now again, I warned about this Rashi a number of times already. Rashi says it happened after it came to the azara. But I explained it means after Shechita started. Because some of those things that we said can't stand the Mizbeach could have theoretically happened in the Azara. What Rashi means to say is when it started the Avodah, from Shechita and on. But Rashi's going in the word Psuloi Bakaydesh. It became possible in holiness. So Rashi said, in a place of holiness, it became possible in the Azara. That means as long as it was outside the Azara, it was a perfect animal, it came into the Azara, and all of a sudden it became possible. So Rashi says, Bekaidish means in the Azara. I'm just pointing out that it has to be something that can only happen in the Azara, which is from Shechita on.
Rabbi, I have a question.
Sure.
Bestiality, you leave it on?
No, it doesn't. That was the ones we took off. That happened before Shechita. What?
Oh, then before Shechita. Here, okay, fine.
Again, the rule is things that happen after Shechita, Shechita and on. I wouldn't say after Shechita because even during Shechita, Nishkata Balayla. Things that happen from the beginning of Shechita on and things that happen before. That's the rule. Rabbi Yehuda has three exceptions to the rule. He has three things that happen once Shechita started and still they come off.
Mm-hmm.
So Rabbi Yehuda has three exceptions, or Rabbi Shimon has a general rule. What we wanted from this brisa is the third line from the top of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Tadi Miyas Yaita Daifim Delay. It says you can't leave, the Yaita Daifim comes down, doesn't stay up. Isn't that a riot to Rabbi Yechanan, who said that a Yaita Daifim is a possible carbon? Doesn't this brisa identify Yaita Daifim as cesarean birth as possible? So we have a riot to Rabbi Yechanan. And for the Gemara, no. I'm a reverberator of Nassim. Lie. Yaitz and Daifin the Bechar. Maybe it's referring to one animal. We said Bechar has to be born Pesarecha. Right? So this doesn't prove Rabbi Eichner right. Because the Brisa didn't tell us which carbon was a cesarean that's possible. Maybe the Brisa is talking about a specific one where everybody agrees it's possible. A firstborn animal that once came out cesarean is possible. It's not a carbon. Zok the Gemara, Bechar mi petarechem nafka. Bechar, I don't need the plastic to tell me. It's never kodesh. Meaning, if you notice, we didn't say from the plastic, oh, if chulin goes up, if a non-hegdish animal goes up on the Mizbeach, it has to come down. That's obvious. If it's not kodeshim, it's coming down. So obviously we have to talk about things that are kodeshim. And Bechar, that's born from a cesarean, is not Kodesh. So I don't have to exclude it from this list. It doesn't belong in this list. So Rabbi Yochanan's Raya is good. Again, we're trying to preserve now the proof to Rabbi Yochanan. The Braisa listed something that's puzzle called Yaitzei Daifin. We say, see that Yaitzei Daifin is puzzle by a carbon. We answered, no. That's a Bechor. But every other carbon maybe is Kasher. Something about Bechor, I wouldn't list in this list. Not even Kiddush. So I can have an animal that committed bestiality after I donated it as a carbon. I can have an animal that was served as Avodah Zarah after it was donated as a carbon. It was Kiddush and then became Pasul. So that's not Psuloi by Kiddush. It happened before the Zarah. It happened before Shechita. Yaitzei Daifin is not a carbon. Never was, never will be. By Bechor. So I don't have to have this list. This is no different than any animal that was never donated to Hegdish. We didn't list that. That's obvious that that comes down. We're only talking about things that are Hegdish, that go up, which ones come down, which ones don't come down. So we're differentiating when it became possible. Yaitzei Daifin never became a carbon to begin with. So I wouldn't have to exclude that. So obviously it must be in other Kabbalahs. That's the Gemara's response, why it is still a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. You wanted to answer me that when the Braisa said Yaitzei Daifin, it was excluding a Bechor that was Yaitzei Daifin. And the Gemara's answer to that is, no, it can't be. That's not Kiddush. Zuck the Gemara, excuse me. Elamai the Kachim. So what are you going to say? That it's other Kabbalahs? I have the same problem. We learned out of Megzei Rishava that it's not Kachim either. Any Yaitzei Daifin is Chulim. What did you learn, Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan said, any animal born by Caesarean cannot become a carbon, which means it's chulin. So you got the same problem in this Braisa. Why is it in the Braisa? Whatever way you learn the Braisa, this is problematic. Elamai mi'imai imai nafka. Interesting, the Gemara brings Xerish Shava imai imai. I said yesterday it wasn't imai imai, it was leida leida, but I think that imai imai was the reason we chose to make that Xerish Shava, if you remember from yesterday. Dr. Gemara, hi, my. Dr. Gemara, no. There's no comparison. Because I'll tell you why. Because you can have a Yaitzei Daifin of Kachim. The mother was a carbon. It was pregnant. A shlamim. And gave birth to a cesarean. That is an animal that's Kiddush. Is a carbon. Is Hegdish. And was born from his carbon, so it's not chulim. So I need a pasuk to say that that comes off the mizbeach. So bechor, I can never have it, because even if it's born from first of all, bechor is only from an animal that's chulim. But I can have an animal, pregnant animal, that's a shlamim and it gave birth through a cesarean. That's not chulim. Dr. Gemara, hi, my. I am a bishloimit kachim. I knew that shvichi treikroi. I need one pasuk to say it doesn't become a carbon, and one pasuk to say that if, even if it's a carbon, it comes down. Chag lebehemus chulin da'ilu da'ach daifin. One is talking about an animal of chulin that gave birth, v'agdisha, and he donated it. V'chag lebehemus kachim da'ilu da'ach daifin. And it's hegdish. Now, how do I know it's hegdish? Because that depends on a machlokes, period. But Mashiach came by Bechor, I wouldn't need two psukim. And therefore, this has to be talking about Kachim, and the Raya to Rabbi Yochanan is intact. This can't be Bechor. It wouldn't be in this list. A Bechor born through a cesarean is a non-Bechor. A Yaitzei Daifin can be Kachim. It can be born from an animal that's Kachim. Now, just want to explain. This depends on a machlokes. Because there's a machlokes tanoim, I think tanoim. When does a fetus, born to a hegdish, become kiddush? Shlomim is pregnant. At what point is its fetus considered hegdish? When it's created, is that the right word? When it's formed? But conceived, okay, you want to say conceived, I would say a little later. Or when it's born. And if you learn it only becomes Kiddush when it's born, this one doesn't become Kiddush. It came out of cesarean. And I would have the same problem. But if you learn it becomes Hegdish when it's conceived, so it's born as Hegdish. And therefore, it needs to be excluded. So this answer that I just gave you, that pregnant lady that's a carbon, pregnant animal that's a carbon has a baby cesarean, it's kaidish, can only work according to the opinion that fetuses belong to kaidish.
What would be if a
benefit? Let me just see. I'm sorry. Right. So, because Shavra, blood is kachim by the yasan kaidish. And he holds that the babies of kachim are kaidish at their conception. Eli Amid the Bechor, be Peter Rechem Navka. But Peter Bechor can never be Kaidish. So therefore, the Raya to Rabbi Yochanan is intact. Period. End of what we wanted to prove. Rashi. Yes, you had a question?
Why is it more precious that an animal of Fulin comes down than a Reveya Nirva? Reveya Nirva, Nevad, because it's part for forever. This is royally Yosh Kaidish, it just needs Kaidish.
I mean, I can give you an answer, but you can make that try to forget. But I guess the Gemara feels that we're dealing with Kachim Sulam on the Mizbeach. It has to have the word Kachim. I don't know why, but that's what the Gemara feels.
And the baby in a mother's stomach has Kedusha?
According to one man, yeah.
And the other one says
it doesn't have Kedusha until it's born. This is not a Machlekes here. This is going to be Machlekes Emir Chasham when we learn Kutch. Rashi. You know, the reason Nida and Kutchim are harder is because it's exposing to new concepts that we didn't have in the regular Masechtas that we learned. Once people pick up the concepts, it becomes like all the other concepts that we pick up. And I always say that. The reason Taurus is harder to teach is because the Rebbe doesn't know it. Not because the kids don't know it. They don't know Pesachim either. They don't know Shabbos either. For some reason, you can teach Shabbos Mishnayos, and you can't teach Mishnayos Aulos. Very simple. Because the Rebbe doesn't know Aulos, because his Rebbe probably didn't know Aulos. So how is he supposed to know Aulos? He doesn't know the concept. He doesn't have it clear. And when you don't have it clear, you can't teach it. So, again, even with art school, you don't have the concept clear. Whereas if the Rebbe would have known all this, like he knows Shabbos, he could teach all this too. Because to the kid, it's no different. What difference does it make if he learns this or learns that? It's new concepts that go into his mind.
Well, with, you know, this may be a variant of what you're saying. Potentially, we have words. We do not have concepts. We do not have any feeling for what
again, maybe not. I think that, again, I think there's a lot of things in Mayan, maybe not Mayan, but in Nashim, that we have very little concept of that either. Look, I mean, Nazir, there's things that we have tried. Yes?
Application of Kachim and
Taurus
is much less, so
therefore
it doesn't go into the mind.
That's what doctors say. There's different ways.
I would suggest there's another difference between rest, which is, and we discussed this, which is that in most of the Gemara, we know what the practice is, and then found Sukkim to act as axiom to justify the practice. In Kachim, the practice has been forgotten, so the practice.
I don't want to spend time arguing with you, but I disagree because in Masechta Shabbos has like 184 machlokes about whether it's mutar or asur to do on Shabbos. So they didn't know the practice. You went to the Eliezer Shita, they were carrying knives on Shabbos to do the bris. And you went to the Kiva Shita, a city, they would give you skila for that. So obviously they didn't know the practice.
I am in agreement with you. There were definitely differences, regional differences in terms of practice, and they were trying to unify the practice. But in the terms of, as we discussed in Tzvachim, that the practice in the Beis HaMikdash itself is unknown, and they were trying to define it.
Okay, this is not the time to have this argument. We'll have it in Tzvachim and Mirtzah.
Yes. The baby
yes.
Can be used as a bechor?
A baby born to a nevad?
Or nevad.
A baby of a nevad, can it be a bechor? That's a nice question. In Masechet Zvachim, we will deal with that. It's a Gairim. Four days, you had all kinds of different answers to that. It's not an answer on one leg. What? Not really. You have two. One cow was served, and it conceived from another cow. It was a nevad. That's what he wants. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Mipata rechem nafkid loikanish. Bekeven the chulun he. Chulun. Lamali limute pshitim ali yevet. I don't have to have a pasuk. Imoy nafkid nafkid he namid loikanish to come from the bechor. We learned it up in the bechor. Trey koi. Imoy. The size. Was born from Chulin through a Caesarian and he donated to Hegdish. We learned that from Xavier Shavu, the Lake Kaddish. It never became Kachim. The Behemoth of Kachim. Now, Korchik Vlad, I ate a man of Kaddish Melov. It's automatically Kaddish. We have to use the Mir of Zeis. The Abba got the Kaddish in Mali Yerid. Hayav Eloi Absula Bakaddish. Ksavra Vlad is the Kachim Baba Yasin and Daishim. Nira Behain had the legacy in life. Upirish Meshubishu. Now, Rashi wants to learn that this is a mistake because he learned that the Machloikas is not whether it's birth, but whether it's from conception or formation. And therefore, that would make no difference in our Gemara. The Koshke Lamandama Mishas Yitzira Hengtaisha. So Rashi learned that the Machloikas is not birth or conception, but conception or formation. And both are prior to birth. So by the time of birth, they're both Kaddish. And therefore, he says, take out these three words. So Rashi says, this machloikis has no bearing on this. Because by the time it's born, everybody says it's Kaddish already. One says from the time of conception, and one says from the time of formation. That's what Rashi says. Yes. What was the last question on the test? I wonder if I covered it.
Why the
Tzuka? What?
Tzuka.
Okay.
Which is today from excluded, and why do we need Tzuka?
Right. Okay. Fine. Got it. It was covered. Fine. This is where we're stopping for the week. And Mr. Shem, next week we'll continue. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbat.